First off, I need to apologize to Allison for not telling her I'd be speaking this morning. I switched with Marty last week. I had to go out of town and watch my grandson. And so I apologize to Allison for that. The program says Tim Brady will be talking this morning, but I'm not Tim Brady either, so I'm Bob Flack. And I was supposed to speak last week, so the program's all messed up. It's not her fault, that's what I'm saying, okay? But as I thought about this morning's lesson, I had my lesson all prepared for last week, but been just being Mother's Day, I decided I better change my thoughts a little bit. And as I thought about it, what can I say about mothers that hasn't already been said many, many times over? And the answer to that would be, I doubt that I can say anything more about mothers than what has already been said many times over. And there will be many messages delivered this morning about mothers. I'm sure that probably way over half the congregations that assembled this morning will be talking about mothers and talking about godly mothers. And there will be many messages delivered about the virtuous woman in the Bible. And it says, who can find a virtuous woman, for her price is above rubies? Her children arise up, and they call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Proverbs 31:10, verse 10 and verse 28. Many this morning will recall the story of Hannah, the mother of Samuel, and how she dedicated him to the Lord, and how God honored her request by using him in his ministry. So certainly there is much more that can be said about mother and many stories that we can tell. And what I have to say will probably be something you've heard before, but let me be quick to add that we never get tired of mother stories, I hope. We hope we always appreciate each and every one. I'm going to skip the first story there. I'm sure most of us have heard of James Dobson, and he tells a story about a mother who was sick in bed. She had the flu, and her daughter wanted so much to be a good nurse to her mother. So she brought her mom an extra pillow. She brought her a magazine to read. She even showed up with a surprise cup of tea for her mother. And her mother took a sip of the tea, and she said, "Wow, I didn't know you knew how to make tea." And the little girl answered, "Well, I learned by watching you. I put some water in the pot, and then I put the tea leaves in, and I boiled the water. Then I strained it into a cup. But I couldn't find the strainer, so I had to use the fly swatter instead." And her mother said, "What?" She says, "Don't worry, Mom, I didn't use the new fly swatter, I used the old one." And if you're a mother, I'm sure you can tell many stories just as gross as that, right, from your rearing of children. And you can laugh about it now, but when it was happening, it wasn't so much funny. Being a mom is not easy. I heard of a woman who said, "Before I was married, I had three theories about raising children. Now I have three children and no theories." And I hope some of you mothers can relate to that also. But I found this article on Mother's Day that I'd like to share with you, how Mother's Day got started and where it come from. And if we've ever wondered about Mother's Day, people started honoring mothers a long time ago. When it first started, it was called Sunday because people celebrated it the fourth Sunday during Mothering Sunday, because it was celebrated on the fourth Sunday during a time that we call Lent, and I'm sure we're all familiar with that holiday. Lent is a time before Easter where people think and prepare about the Easter story and what God did for us. Then 150 years ago, a lady named Anna Jarvis organized a day to raise awareness of poor health conditions in her community, something she thought mothers believed in doing, and she called it Mother's Work Day. After Anna Jarvis died, her daughter, also named Anna, wanted to honor all that her mother did. Anna had heard her mother say one day she'd hoped someone would make a special day just for mothers. So Anna worked very hard and even talked to presidents about putting together this special day to honor mothers. By 1914, almost 100 years ago, a man named Woodrow Wilson signed a bill recognizing Mother's Day as a national holiday. It just so happens that Anna's mother's favorite flower was a white carnation, and that's why many mothers today will receive carnations. The funny thing about this is Anna ended up disliking Mother's Day, and she didn't want Mother's Day to be all about expensive gifts, fancy flowers, but just a day to tell your mom you loved her and appreciated her. So remember that your mother probably don't need all the fancy stuff and all the time that goes into trying to find just the right nice thing for her. I'm sure a nice card or treat her to a special day, and she won't need anything else. And you might do that every day, as mothers are so special. Mothers are very special, so precious, so special they are mentioned in the Bible. And the Bible is like an instruction manual to us, right? It gives us instructions on how to treat our mothers. We are all well familiar with the Ten Commandments. And these are the rules that God gave Moses for all of us to follow. Each commandment is very important, and God gave each commandment for a reason. One of the commandments says, honor your father and mother. The reading this morning was about children, obey your parents. So we need to remember that. If you do, honor your father and mother so that all may go well with you and that you may enjoy a long and happy life. What does honor mean? Honor can mean many things. When we listen, obey, love, appreciate, and forgive our mom, that is how we can honor her. That means when she asks you to do something, you should do it, and you should do it right away. You should also do it without complaining. As we get older, we really learn how to appreciate a mother. When we're younger, sometimes we don't show our love towards our mothers like we should, probably. When you show our love to our mom by hugging her, telling her that you love her, that's another way to honor her. You can also appreciate your mom by thanking her when she does things for you, like cleaning the house, fixing your meals, cleaning your room, all the many things that she does that you don't really notice all the time. Our moms won't be perfect, not all the time anyway, because we're all human and we all make mistakes. So we should forgive our moms also. And when they make mistakes, because God has asked us to, Another verse in the Bible says to bless our mom. It says her children rise up and call her blessed. Some words that describe blessed are that your mom belongs to God and you need to treat her like she's God's child, because many mothers are godly mothers. Many mothers show their appreciation for God. You want to remember that your mom used to be a child, and she's just trying to help you grow and learn things. So you need to treat her nicely. Another way we might describe blessed is to be happy. Sometimes that's hard, isn't it? But do not make your mom unhappy. Make your mother happy. I'm sure you do this most of the time, but moms can also be sad at different times. And I don't think your mom would be happy if you didn't listen to her or if you disobey her. Another verse this morning that we would like to use is the one that was read in the reading this morning. Children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord. I know that sometimes we don't always want to obey our parents, but it's important that you obey them because it makes God happy. And another thing, no matter how old we get, your mom is your mom. Sometimes we might think that we can talk back to our parents or that we know more than them, but we don't. We do not know more than our parents, but we like to think that, especially when we're younger. We need to think about it. The Bible says to obey your parents always, not just when you're a kid. Your parents want the best for you, and they know what they're talking about. Don't forget that we also have a Heavenly Father that cares and loves us no matter what. So if we don't have a mother around all the time, God is always there. He is there when our mother can't be. Second Timothy says, from Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to further the promise of life to Jesus Christ, to Timothy, my dear child, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I am thankful to God for who I have served with a clear conscience, as my ancestors did. When I remember you in my prayers, as I do constantly, night and day, as I remember your tears, I long to see you so that I may be filled with joy. I recall your sincere faith that was alive first in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am sure is in you. A mother's influence. We can't stress enough how much our mothers hopefully influence us. I've never seen a mother that wasn't a loving mother. Down deep, she has so much love to share, not only with her children, but all those around her and all those who are in her life. So we need to remember the mother's influence. Abraham Lincoln said, no one is poor who has a godly mother. And he went on to say, I remember my mother's prayers, and they followed me. They have clung to me all my life. All that I am and hope to be, I owe to my angel mother. So let's remember the influence that our mother has on us. We're celebrating Mother's Day today. And by the way, for those who can't be with your mother in person, you need to remember to give her a call or somehow communicate with her this day and tell her how much you love and appreciate her and how much that would encourage her. So I encourage you to make that call today or contact your mother that you're not able to be with personally today. Today we celebrate Mother's Day. And this day has been set aside, just as we mentioned, by President Woodrow Wilson. And Congress declared the second Sunday in May as Mother's Day. President Wilson said, "This day has been set aside as a time for public expression of our love and reverence for the mothers of our country." After all that our mothers do for us, and while we're growing up, and even after we get out of the house, they deserve at least one day out of the year to be honored, have gifts, calls, cards sent to them, anything that would encourage them. Have you ever thought about all the roles that your mother filled while you were growing up? I've jotted a few down, and this is a list that is by no means exhaustive or all that your mother has did for you, but she has been a nurse, a counselor, spiritual advisor, educator, nutritionist, accountant, transportation center, maid, peacemaker, entertainer, and again, these are but a few. I'm sure each of us could add many more to the list. There are so many roles that our mother has played in our life. God put them there as a mother, and we need to treat them like mothers. So today on Mother's Day, we want to say thank you to all the mothers for your undying love and that what you have expressed in your life, again, not only to your children, but to all those who you've been in contact with, I'm sure have seen the love that you have in your heart. If you're a mother, you know that motherhood can be messy, times frustrating and exhausted. There are no foolproof formulas. Kids are different. You can raise two kids exactly the same way, and they're not going to turn out exactly the same. They're probably going to be a little difference in the two of them. Being a mom is not easy. So today it is very appropriate and right to pause and say thank you to our mothers and honor them and especially thank God for them. At times I know Mother's Day can be a difficult day for some for lots of different reasons. Maybe our mother is no longer with us and we really miss her. Or maybe we don't have a very good relationship with our mother. Or maybe you'd love to be a mother and it just hasn't happened yet. So if Mother's Day is a pain for you or discomforting, I can only say God did not intend it to be that way at all. God had a special purpose for mothers. And each and every one of us have experienced a mother. It's the only way that we can get into this life. God is love, and He created everything in love. And a mother's love only amplifies that. So this morning, I encourage you on this day to somehow communicate with your mother. Hopefully it'll be a joyous occasion. but it will surely be encouraging to both of you. So let's remember our mothers this day and let them know how much we love and appreciate them. We'd offer the invitation this morning, if you are outside of Jesus Christ, wish to accept Him as your Savior, be baptized, start serving Him. We offer you the opportunity, or if you have any needs, I ask you to come forward as we stand and sing.